Thank you. Thank you. Light Sherman Cole Carriage. How do you get the full story out there? Very long, and at the grave of your family, ask the coming of the Lord, in the true mouth, Christ's mouth, as answer your question. Do things with them in such a way that the Lord is worth their mind. The call of the coming of the Lord is to be a long way off. These seven cities of your people, seven assemblies of Christians in those seven cities, and the condition of each city is as it describes it. Oh, the Lord gives them souls, sons, out of many, seven being a complete family, and those who are in order that we might have an understanding of the history of the church is responsible right there in the fashion of your honor. We know, therefore, that the coming of the Lord is at hand. And in these last two churches, Philadelphia and Laodicea, we find what the Lord can approve of at the end and what he has cast away is worth. The worst and the worser, not the worst. And the coming of the Lord is a real object and dream to the church of Philadelphia. Philadelphia presents one of the brightest characters of the church in church history. Weakness, a talent. Weakness, yes. The devotedness of heart to Christ, faith in the image of his work. And we should all desire to be in a Philadelphian state of soul. But if any one of us assumes the role of bad, called Philadelphia, we are demonstrating that we are an interfering spirit. But what characterizes the way of the sea of the world, I'm something, I'm great. And if we pretend to be something, we are in our drifting into the way of the Laodiceanism. But let us desire ardently to be Philadelphians to impart the glory. Agree with that?
Yes, and would you say that the last prayer that you mentioned will go on to the end there?
Yes. Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea go on to the end. That is, they run on concurrently. After each appears, they run on concurrently to the end. And the first three things are this. And the key to it is the expression, till I come, appears in the last four. Thank you.
David.
As it concerns me, and I will speak to you and the house of David, that I lay on this road, for which I open the night for a step and leave the step and isolation. And I will make our back to him as a will in the third place, and he shall be for the glory of the world. Thank you. is the one who has the good food. Yes, he is the one who has the good clothing food. The spirit of the divine spirit for the spirit. And do that for you.
The spirit of the Lord. Man was an after his brain and the wind had been dark. They couldn't go. Man couldn't go. Christians couldn't go. And in his bow of the Lord, just by grace, and God is for his name. We need to remember that your God is in the name of him who is all and true. And to go on with no evil, alive, no evil, but be a denial that your God is for him who is all and true. First of all, yes.
There has to be a beginning, that he is all in the place. In the very beginning, man has to be beginning. Well, you might have a form of truth, but not that beginning. Well, in the bottom, you have to be beginning. Why, that's the first step of the very good book and that's almost not so perfect from the human standpoint. All the things the Lord has chosen to have done. That he couldn't bear evil. And dying roots were passing. Why, I had almost a high-class perfect organization to put those things out. But the thing that he was going to do is organization was called there. And that's, having that first love and all, very recovered by the church of the faith. And it was believed that all after failures, yes, it was the first attempt. Some people sometimes say that he was the only man about that. The first love, even the first love that I was willing to begin. In other words, the Lord says to the church, right after the apostles said, there's one thing I have against you. You do not follow as you used. And if that's proper, nothing is right. You are stating of Ephesus, how they have power to sift out evil, how they describe the rules who made the highest claim and dissension, claim to be apostles. They dispute to that and prove them to be liars. The rule in itself, they would get down to the things of Philadelphia that they're reading this morning, and you find liberals play. They may not have much power, many times, the saints of God gathered to the name of the Lord Jesus, that's their mystical act of faith. And if there is an ending of our failure, and the admission of our weakness, and casting ourselves on him, we will come to him and take it. You believe that?
Yes, yes. Well, the Apostle Paul is always going to find him. No, but he's going on there, let's have a mind. Well, to feel a right power, he came to you. And the Lord came to you. Once he stepped out of what the Apostle Paul says, very seriously. Bring those people trying to bring them to law, everything that works with it. And they're in the first Well, he finally says, I will be able to even set themselves off with something. That is, he said he wasn't thoughtful. He said to do anything about it. He was warning about it, but if there was a dependence on him, by that respect, they took themselves off. And this is Pastor John there in 1 John 2, where he says, they were not promised. They were not promised. They were not continued to live. Well, I believe that
Apostle John was going to the apostle. He passed the open and 30 years beyond the other. He was watching over the church. Boy, as I'm saying, it's true. On account of the presence and power of the apostle, just couldn't continue to live in enough. I believe that's the season, but we thank the Lord. I hear that they were leaving something better than what they expected. Well, that's a serious thing in the Lord with me, I believe. I didn't have the choice for that. This is the same thing in the world. It's good that we do always. I think a great mistake is made. Brother Lundin, when people are going to take up another man's work when the Lord finishes it. Somebody asked me one time after a beloved Holy Father was taken in heaven, who took his mantle? He said he didn't have one to leave. Each one serves the Lord in his own way and his own time. They stay after serving his generation by the will of God to land feet. They were beaten by the perpetual. But David is serving his own generation and serving us today. Witness the song.
Don't tell someone else to choose. No, each one has to stand in our own.
God doesn't raise up discipline. Principles of the Word of God are diametrically opposed to the principles of the world. The world can only move as it makes machinery to move it. From the sound of the law up or down, everything is done by organization and organized effort. And as the end of the process, it becomes greater and greater. It can only be able to do it. But to be guided for the Lord's plan, him who is whole and is true, who exercises his government, and moves things from his hand, one of our reasons, who is unknown to the world, and this is the other one. I see here a man in the Christians one day, seeing that it was the Lord that brought him from that city. In a certain place, and I found him there. And he got in the front of the stage, and he knew something about us. And just when he started to move on to the organization, well, I said, you don't need an organization of your thinking of it. But I said, we own the Lord in the stage, as I said, and in scripture, with you as a body, Christ is head, and you can remember down here on earth. And it says it's God exercised that everyone is members of his body might be in touch with the Lord, Christ is head, take orders from him, and I guess we see that he is well able to give all the orders and give all the directions. And I said, if you're stuck that they wouldn't take orders and directions from you, can you think of anything better than that? And the way of organization. We don't call it an organization, we call it a meeting. But I said, can you think of anything better than that?
I'm sorry, let's see it. today.
Well, there is a time coming when Israel will be restored, and they will have the privileges and the blessings that belong to them through energy of faith in David. Well, when that time comes, why, the key of the youth will unlock. Well, Israel is back in the land, but the key of David has unlocked it. But well, it's back there now by this man, Newman's son. And the suffering of other nations. Well, in a certain sense, the way it's brought in here, there were certain things connected with the truth of God, called dispensation of truth. Well, and it's been covered up for centuries. Well, when this here, in this time came, why there was a responding nature of he that is holy and he that is true by the Lord and the unlocking of the dispensation of truth, or the scripture, in the application to the present. And the truth of the Lord's coming and an understanding of God's dispensation ways is absolutely necessary for an understanding of the scripture. If you cannot between the Lord's coming of the church and coming back to land, between the heavenly portion and the earthly church, between the portion of the nations and the portion of Israel on earth in the future, you cannot distinguish the difference you can't understand the church. The church, what people call dispensationalism, is the key to unlock the mysteries of the book. I do not believe it can be handled rightly apart from the state of soul. The merely handled it theologically as a doctrine. But this is something. And you don't have to give it up. There was a time, not many years ago, in practice of all sections of Christendom, knew the Lord as their Savior or professed to honor Him, believed in the dispensational view. It was time to swept over Christendom. Today it is being given up. And prominent names are writing books, writing articles against the truth of the Lord's coming and the dispensational light of truth. Christendom is giving up that which they receive mentally. They receive it without too much emphasis. It's being given up today, and prominent names are being used for attack. I just want to say on the other day, over a prominent name, he said that it's impossible to think of the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 3 being a prophetic view of the history of the church on earth. He just thought of the whole idea. Well, his name is the name of Tesla, a man like that. Divine will be blind and not elected. But the trouble is that people who have lived by faith,
but if you through the chapter are not altogether fulfilled. I think that they are yet to be fulfilled. They were fulfilled when they were written, that they have largely been fulfilled. And just remains that what Ron Lord may have been fulfilled before the chapter has been fulfilled.
I think it's important that the chapter's clear. It was prophecy when it was given. That is, in the future when it was given. Much of it is in the fulfilled and we're down to Sunday. And the 19th verse in the first chapter is often written in our session. I was given that to the decision of the book of Revelation. Right, the things that thou sayest, right? Apostle John has this vision here of the Lord walking in the midst. That is what he saw. And then the next thing is, and the things which are. Those things which are referring to the second chapter, which is the church. And then, and the things which shall be, we do not hear of, but after these things. So from the fourth chapter on, we get a threat in the fourth chapter. The first verse, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was that there was a trumpet coming with me that said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be after these things. That is, we look to the churches that they told them. And so then what you have is that it comes in after the church is taken away from the church. The rapture, the falling home of the church to Jesus Christ is embodied in that expression, come up here. You never find the church on earth after that point. What a common place the Lord himself is given to this world. And he that took the name of the church, and felt the name of the church, where the Lord was, where the one who opened, in connection with this system in the Philadelphia, who was probably on the divine presence, especially the Lord. The Lord himself is in the very ministry in the same way as when the Lord has our first ministry when he was here. Lord Charles is the sent of God. He enters by the door, and to him the porter opens, and he speaks to his Lord. Now when the Lord is here, he didn't hear God for anything that we know of or which we do know. This is the thing that God has made really interesting. In these modern instances, in fact, the Lord has no rapid way of covering time. Never read of the Lord yet, I think, never before the history of and Zechariah, the Lord reached every one of his sheep in the whole land of Israel. Wherever the Lord went, the porter opened the door, the porter, the Holy Spirit, I believe, and the man from the tenth on the temple, and there opened the door, so that the priest heard the people's voice. So the Lord has been here first, carrying on his work. He was similar to this, he would be occupied, and he was a man in this field. And this here is a very dependent on him. The Spirit of God will open the door. The more he who takes the Spirit of the Lord walks in the fullness of things,
the basis, heaven is all, looking to him, trusting him, taking only his mind and his life. Well, the Holy Spirit of God opens the door to attack us, to those whom the Lord has seen put in his word before. Paul calls the need of the things from him. He opens the door.
The Apostle Paul, in his letters, left the places where he felt the door wasn't open. He went to another place where the door, a great door was open, and there were many adversaries. Well, the adversaries didn't deter him from laboring where he felt the door was open. For instance, when he goes to Corinth, the Lord tells him to be a good spirit. There are much people in that city. Well, the adversaries that raised all the obstruction they wanted, Paul knew from the Lord that the door was open. You know, I believe the same is true in principle today. There are places where they go, where we find no open. No heart is well. I believe the Lord will direct us another time with me. But just because the growing get opposition is many of them.
I remember a girl who was teaching with me, one of her friends, and we got to thinking all that was necessary to start a work of the Lord was to put the demonstration off and to put it out there.
With some, at least to the disciples, an open door.
If the Lord hadn't been in the presence of God as a man in descendants, he'd be very different between what was popular and what was an open door. And he had a path laid out before him, and that was to go to the next town to preach. And that was his open door.
Father, we're also in part back to our Lord is presented as a perfect servant in the community chapter. So that's the third principle of the exercise of those things of the Lord. We take the chapter in part of the next service. And the great way to see the Lord lead us under the spirit of the Lord by the same as part of the
Thank you. in which the Bible tells the angel represents the responsible one, which all are. That is, everyone is responsible in the assembly. Where one takes a place of responsibility and the Lord holds them accountable for that place that he is taking. But to notice too how the Israelites in the seventh chapter in the seventh chapter, where they begin by receiving the church, letting at the school of each one, he says, he that has the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. So, reality is progressed with everyone that has an open ear to hear what the Spirit says, and the people in the door are important, it's not just to address to this particular church, but to the churches. So, the word. For our spiritual needs, and the apostles of all seven of these churches, to be in the connection of the apostles. That phase of the church is long ago, right after during the end of the age of the apostles. Now, departing from that church now, we're learning for the church at all times.
Starting a little strange, the video suggests to us the thought at least partly of waiting upon the Lord for the supply each day. It's like the widow whose barrel meal didn't, unless it's empty. She had enough for each day, but the Lord speaks of it as a barrel meal. He speaks of it as a handful. And isn't it so with it? As the church reaches this last phase of our lives, there should be with us more of sin and what was too always in the life of the Lord Jesus, dependent each day for each step. But that we suggest to you in these two places, Bill, you take the river with the handful of meal, every time she took them, you take the last. You have a handful, you take that, you're saving it all. Thank you. See, that is the dependence of the next one. It's all we have.
Even without an open door, he says, well, set before the open door, and no man can shut it. And all the reasons why that door is just open. For I have the little faith, but kept my word and not denied my name. not forget, beloved, the very thing that we are tonight about illness, we are to see the very thing that the Lord wants to be the children. We are also, as we knew that also, that also said, kept my word, not denied my name. There is reason to be the best. There is reason to be the best.
By land in that city. The
Mother, Pedro, Dr. Field, Dr. Tigerfield. And the Roman army, the armies, the Babylonian armies are right around the city of the Satan. All the little spaces said that what's going to be a finale. And we brought it to be God's word, the revelation, would be established. He's willing to make any money for it. But sometimes we talk about heaven and our points and where, but how much did we lay out our money for?
Thank you.